bum 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 bum.
Really, it was just one of those years for Lars Martinsen. He'd graduated from college a while ago and was casting about for direction. Any direction would do. North, northwest, south, east. East to Japan. That's where he'd go.
In 2003, I went to Japan as a part of something called the JET program, which is this kind of international grassroots exchange program where they take people from like America, England, Australia, New Zealand, kind of, you know, places that natively speak English. And basically you live in rural Japan. I think the idea is they want to kind of expose Japanese kids who otherwise would probably never really meet foreigners and for whom English would maybe seem completely irrelevant to their lives and kind of say, hey, look, I mean, this isn't just a class you're forced to take in school. This is something that has utility. The experience for me was very profound. I did it for 3 years and I had just a really great time. One thing I noticed when I came back to the United States is I would try to explain that experience to people, and people would sort of politely listen at first, you know, as I blathered on about Japan endlessly. But they very, very swiftly kind of get sick of hearing about it. And I kind of think maybe part of it is if you've never lived in a foreign country, you have no frame of reference. It's just not something that I was able to kind of express in words.
What's a guy with a story supposed to do? Martinsen hit on the idea of creating a graphic novel, Tono Haru.
The story of an American named Dan who is kind of a recent college grad, maybe somewhat aimless, and decides to move to Japan to work as an assistant English teacher in kind of a very small town in Kyushu, the southern island of Japan. The main character has a difficulty interacting even with his fellow Americans, and of course that's kind of compounded when you can't speak the language and you're out in the middle of nowhere. There isn't much of an expatriate community when you get out into the sticks. He kind of desperately sort of clings to the one American who he does meet.
Homesickness plus isolation. The perfect recipe for romance. As long as both parties agree. Dan, however, finds his difficulties compounded. Not only is he picking his way through an intricate web of Japanese cultural mores, but he's also navigating the perilous terrain of love. Martinsen, who'd gone to Japan to add spice to his life, came away with a sprawling 4-volume graphic novel. The first volume was released in 2008. Tono Haru Volume 2 came out November 2010. Martinsen explains why his fans will have to wait nearly as long for Volumes 3 and 4.
My family has a cabin that's kind of the family ancestral home. So over 100 years old, there's all these old books in Norwegian, like from the 19th century, 1890s or whatever. Whenever I'd flip through those books, I was always just blown away by the illustrations. You know, they have these really tight cross-hatching. I think they were some sort of etchings. I actually don't really know the technique, but they're just gorgeous. So when I started writing Tono Haru, I tried to in some sense, kind of simulate that look. So I kind of use heavy use of cross-hatching and a dip pen, where you physically dip the pen in ink and then scratch it basically into the paper. So I'd say the art style is very, I mean, just tons of cross-hatching and very kind of detailed illustrations. Originally, I kind of figured that it would take me maybe a couple years to finish the whole thing. You know, I spent 3 years in that exchange program, and I thought, I bet I can finish it maybe in two and a half years, then I'll have another 6 months, and I can start another project kind of during that time. It took me 3 years to finish the first volume. So the first volume by itself took about 4 years. And the second volume, I did speed up a little bit, but that one still took, gosh, 2.5, about 3. So, yeah, I mean, it was about 6 or 7 years, and I'm at the halfway point. Even with a really kind of optimistic estimate, I'd probably have another 5 years, I would think, to finish the whole thing. So all said and done, over a decade, it will take me. That's really depressing to think of that.
But he shouldn't lose heart. Martinsen's Tono Haru books have garnered national attention from Booklist, Publishers Weekly, Entertainment Weekly, and The Wall Street Journal. This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.